Speaking of WGN-TV, sports anchor extraordinaire Jared Payton joins us right now to talk about football and the NFL and the Bears and everything connected to it. Hello, Jared. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're fine, Jared. I was just telling everybody, do not give up on the Chicago Bears, even though there was a little bump in the road last week. They're going to win it all, I was just saying.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, it's tough. I mean, a lot of Bears fans were invested in, you know, their first game against the Green Bay Packers, and everybody was hoping for a better outcome, but you got a good defensive performance, and you didn't get a good offensive performance. So I think that's what people are hoping, that they can kind of turn things around in their first road trip of the season as they head out to Denver this weekend.
Well, you think so much anticipation for the game, right? The 100th year, you've got the Packers, all of that hype, and people from the fan base side were really buying into just investing and saying, this is the year. But do you think on the positive side that it isn't like an important wake-up call to go ahead and adjust things? It's one game. They lost the first game last year at a great season.
They've lost their first game the last 6 years in a row.
Okay.
Not that I'm keeping track, but okay. It's been six in a row.
But Jared, was it an important wake-up call? Like, let's say they eke out, you know, a close victory, then maybe they're not really going back and fine-tuning things as much.
Well, I mean, you can kind of look at it that way, but in this game, it's always important to get a W. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's so hard week to week in the game of football, especially in the NFL, to be able to get a win and to do that, it's hard, and you always, you know, you have 16 games in the season. So I actually think that, you know, losing sometimes, and most of the times in all of the situations that I've ever been in, that makes you look at the film just a little bit more. It makes you go back. It makes you kind of, you're more aware of the things that you did wrong and how to fix them. And as an athlete, that's what you want to do. So sometimes I think you learn more from the losses than you do from the victories. So, yeah, a little bit of a wake-up call, but also, too, just offensively for Matt Nagy and Mitchell Trubisky and this offense, they got to figure it out. And now it's going to be on them to do that with their old defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, now kind of knowing what they do. It's going to be a cool chess match to watch over this weekend.
Jared, I always hear people who are close to the game of football say that the key in a close game is what goes on at halftime, what adjustments you make. I didn't see any adjustments being made from the first half of the game to the last half. Were there any adjustments made? Because I didn't see them.
No, I mean, that's kind of the biggest issue, and I think that's where a lot of Bears fans are a little worried from the wild card game from last year and then to this year, to be kind of seeing how Matt Nagy called both those games. And big credit, though, to the Green Bay Packers, because you watch and see how they play defense from watching the film. They're a better defense than they were last season, so you got to give them credit of being able to shut down the Bears' offense. But I think the biggest adjustment that we didn't see was running the football. And I know we're in this day and age now of the NFL and even in college football, where we're seeing everybody spread out teams with these RPOs and all this other stuff, all these gimmicks. It really, really comes down to one thing. Can you run the football? And if you can run the football, that opens up everything for the passing game. And so Matt Nagy has shown us since he's taken over as Bears head coach that that's not one of the things he likes to do that much. He likes to throw the ball, air it out. Hence the reason why we saw Mitchell Trubisky airing the ball out over 40 times in the opener. I really, in my heart, believe that they get back to running the football. And with a guy like David Montgomery, who the Bears drafted, and they got in the third round, and we've been talking about him all preseason and in camp, it's time for him to get his touches, and I hope that will definitely help out Mitchell Trubisky and his Bears offense in Denver.
We had a series of plays there in the third or fourth quarter, I can't remember which, where it was first and 40. Have you ever seen a lot of first and 40s in all your days watching football? That's a hard one to come back from, that first and 40.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know if there's a lot of plays in the playbook.
Nope.
That can get you there. That sets you back. And the one thing that this team has to do when looking at that, you got to be disciplined. And the Bears, they understand that. They got to be a more disciplined team. And not only is it the team that can run the ball, take care of the football, it's all about being disciplined as well and throw that in there. And so these penalties have to be able to cut down. And when you don't play a preseason, and I'm not one of these guys that says the Bears need to be in preseason games, the starters need to be I understand this game so much that it is about, a lot of it is about health. You're in the NFL for a reason. And if you, people are looking at this game as being the first game and kind of like one of those preseason games, well, that was one of the glaring issues, is that they were undisciplined. They have to fix that. And I believe with Matt Nagy, they can do that. They will fix that. They got to get better, because defensively, this team is ready to win now, and offensively, they have to be able to pick up the slack and show that they can bridge that gap, like I keep saying, with this Bears defense.
Well, Jerry, you mentioned the preseason, and part of it outside of just not wanting to get injured is that the teams are kind of keeping things, game plans, kind of close to the vest. They don't want to show too much. You mentioned Vic Fangio over in Denver, and like, this is a guy that knows everything that they're doing intimately. Like, how hard is that to go ahead and do you develop an entirely different game plan that's totally, I think, a departure from everything that you would normally do just for him? Or is it like you said with the running game? It's like, you know what we're going to do. Try and stop us.
Well, I think you can't go away from everything that you're doing, and I think the Bears are really just only showing just a little bit so far of everything that is in Matt Nagy's playbook. But yeah, even if you know the plays, it's hard to stop them. You know, I mean, you don't know. You can know formations and know what they do, but it's so hard as the game's going on, and just that, you know, that Vic Fangio knows what Matt Nagy likes to do. Matt Nagy knows what kind of plays and what he likes to set his defense up into on certain downs as well. So that's why I say the chess match is going to be interesting to see as these guys go back and forth. But it comes down to Mitchell Trubisky settling down and getting a better feel of the game. And I think from just watching the film, he just wasn't feeling settled, and he knows he's got to be better. He knows the pressure that's on him, and to me, he is going to be the biggest focal point for most Bears fans as they sit down and watch this game on Sunday.
Jared, I'm sure you're aware of this, but here on WGN Radio after the game, Ed Obradovich, Bears great Ed Obradovich, and Dan Hampton, another Bears great, come and they dissect the game, and my fear is another loss, and Ed Obradovich is just going to explode. You don't want that to happen, do you?
No, I do not. OB is one of the best.
Yeah.
And I know those guys, and I know how they think. And for them, it's not just a game. It's personal for them as well. And it is like that for me. It's like you cover this team, but just the kind of how I'm just invested with my family and through my dad and watching this team. Yeah, you get frustrated, but you also have to be a fan as well, and you got to support your team. And so The support's always going to be there for me.
Yep.
I will always be there. But you want to see a better product on the football field. And there's something special about this, the culture, like I told you last week, about the culture of this team. There's a culture.
Yeah.
I want to see them come together. If they can come together and band together, and this defense can kind of pick up this offense just a little bit, man, this team has the ability to be special.
Yep. All right. Well, let's see what happens. I'm hoping for a much better outcome this week than last week, Jared, and I know you are too.
Yeah, it's got to happen. If not, I'm going to pull out the hair that I don't have, so we'll have to figure it out.
Thanks, so tell the Bears that you will pull out hair that you don't have, and Ed Obradovich will just explode into a million pieces. Maybe that will inspire them.
I hope so, man. I feel like in the locker room, they have a sense of urgency right now, and they know what's on the table. They know they don't want to go 0-2 to start the season. So we know that Denver's a hard place to play, especially with the altitude. But you know what? These guys, I feel like, are ready to be able to show Bears fans what they're really all about. So this is going to be a W this weekend. There's no doubt in my mind.
Good. Like to hear it. Thank you, Jared. Appreciate it. Have a good game on Sunday.
Thanks, Jared.
No problem, guys.
That's Jared Payton. That's who that is.
So positive.
Very positive.
Yeah.
Very positive.